Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Hello there.
Max.
Tapes and Scouts podcast coming at you on a Monday.
Oh, happy Monday.
We're trying to make your Monday a little bit better.
That's right. We're going to raise you up just so the part two of Double Max Monday can bring you right back down with their real-world shenanigans.
It is just shenanigans a lot of the time.
It's good stuff. I really enjoy it.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's rough.
Well, it's all about did you see? Did you hear?
Did you?
It's all about that. So, you know, did you hear about this awful thing or this awesome thing?
Right.
And Dan's there.
So there's a lot of awful.
So much awful.
Just kidding, Dan.
Dan, you're a beautiful snowflake, and I love you.
He certainly is.
Every time I see Dan, he's just, he's pleasant.
He is always pleasant.
Very pleasant.
He does a good job of trying to keep things positive through the podcast, even if there's something very negative we have to talk about, like anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, oh, I know how he feels about the anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, it's no bueno.
No es bueno. Well, Dan, this podcast is dedicated to you for no actual reason whatsoever, so there you go.
There you go. Vaccinate.
Vaccinate Dan.
That's what we're saying.
Vaccinating Dan is what we think.
You don't want to catch Dan. No. So therefore you should vaccinate it against Dan.
What if we chop Dan up into little itty bitty pieces and then put that in our vaccines? Dan's a pretty good guy, right?
I mean, maybe. You'd at least build up antibodies.
There'd be antibodies for sure.
Yeah. Might be needed.
Dan might be the cure for COVID.
That's possible.
I see no reason for it to not be correct.
I mean, we could at least try, and if we screw it up, it's sorry, Dan. You're dead.
Dan, could we borrow, like, a toe, maybe? It doesn't have to be a big toe. It can be a small toe. Your balance isn't great to begin with.
We'll get you a toe by 3 o'clock with polish.
With polish?
Yeah.
Wow. The big Oblofsky.
That's right, the Oblofsky.
Let's movie it up, pal.
Please
Enough of this weird Dan talk.
Yeah.
Unless you want to talk more about it, Dan.
No.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about movies. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I would like you to go first.
Then I shall. I watched a movie I know you watched.
Ooh.
Jojo Rabbit.
Ah, Jojo Rabbit.
Oi, Jojo. The year 2019. I watched it on October 26th.
Hmm.
1 hour, 48 minutes, genre comedy drama war.
Yeah.
Directed by, help me, I am always butchering this man's
Taika
name.
Taika Waititi. That's it.
All right. I'm still going to butcher that man's name, but I appreciate the help.
You did it.
Starring Roman Griffin Davis, Thomason McKenzie, Scarlett Johansson.
She's in there.
And Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Yes. Got there. IMDb summary, based on the book Caging Skies, a young boy in Hitler's army finds out his mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their home. This movie is such a strange movie and such a good movie.
This movie, so I watched this movie at Sam's request. Mm-hmm. She said, to get me to watch this, she said, I watched this movie. It may be my favorite movie of all time now.
Wow.
You need to watch this movie with me.
It's definitely a different movie for sure.
It is. I was impressed that this was like, this is very out of, Sam's very much into like, she likes cute movies and family movies, and she'll, I mean, she has, you know what I mean, some reach into other things. She likes stuff, but her general like focus is generally like animated films or family films, that
she
kind of stuff.
She wants a good time.
She wants a good, heartfelt, cute movie.
Sure.
And then I watched this movie, and it is not that.
Oh man, we should have her do her own mini-sode where she ranks like cute movies.
The cutisode?
Yeah, the cutisode where I'm like, what do you think about Babe? And she's like, oh, that's super cute. And we give it a 1 through 10 or something.
Right. The cute factor.
The cute factor.
The cute factor.
But then we'll put in some like some weird things like Blade Runner, and she'll be like, what? That'd be fun.
She would love that because Harrison Ford's in it. She loves Harrison Ford.
Ah, so is my mom.
She's like your mom, yeah.
Yeah. Sam, you're like my mom.
Yep.
That's weird. Bullet points. I loved Archie Yates, the little boy who plays Yorkie.
Yeah.
He is my favorite part of this movie. He's used just enough, and he's always like running to meet his friend, and he's like, hey, guess what, Jojo? War shit. Here's what's happening. And he's kind of like moving the story of the war along just by like his strange little things he says to him.
He's kind of like a temporal, like, like a little pin as to what's going on at that point.
Hey, Jojo, turns out Hitler wasn't so great.
Yeah.
Like things like that. And you're just like, what? And it's like blowing Jojo's mind.
It's so good.
The telling of Nazi Germany through the lens of one little boy, but all the little young kids that are in this is so smart because they don't know any better. They're taught that this is the way.
Yeah.
Mandalorian quotes.
this is the way.
This is the way, Jojo. Ironically, Taika Waititi is in Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
I need to self-destruct.
Taika Waititi, I still can't. Even when I feel good about it, I have to stop. He is so good as Hitler.
Alarmingly good, considering if you've seen him, he looks nothing like Hitler at all.
No, he does not. And there was a lot of good cameos in this movie. And I think the one thing, I didn't care for Scarlett Johansson's accent.
It was a little weird.
It was a little weird.
A little weird. My favorite thing in this movie, or my favorite character in this movie, is Sam Rockwell's character, who is so fucking good. The way his character kind of
evolves,
and then the way what he does for JoJo at the end,
beautiful.
Actually, like, made me tear up. I was like,
surprisingly,
this is so good.
There was a bunch of moments in this movie that made me tear up a little bit.
It's really good,
and I didn't expect. He is so. Sam Rockwell is like the best actor.
He's
just so good,
so tremendous.
We need a Rockwell sode.
Oh my god, we could watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Because that's like one of his early credits.
I don't even know who he was in that.
He has one line in the movie, you know, when they're going to, like, when Danny's going to the underworld with the skate park and everything.
Yeah.
He is the guy who has the cigarettes. He goes, regular or menthol?
Perfect.
That's him.
That's great.
Yep.
I learned a thing.
Yeah. Fucking Sam Rockwell's great.
Sam Rockwell is fucking great.
Yes, he is.
Humor works so well because it's equal parts funny and tragic.
Oh my god, yeah. It's so dark and funny.
It's just weird because, like, you're enjoying this movie, but you shouldn't.
Oh, it just rips your guts out.
You feel like you shouldn't.
It's like you're holding your intestines and you're just laughing. You're like, ha, ha, ha.
It's such a weird feeling watching this movie.
It is.
I think it's fantastic.
I totally agree.
And like I said, that Yorkie kid, he's going to go somewhere, that kid.
They're both, all three, the girl who's locked up is great.
Like, she's very good, too.
Oh, she's so good, where she, like, convinces him about how Jewish people, like, their anatomy works and the powers they have. And it's so good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, the kid who plays Yorkie is going to play, he's going to be in Disney Plus's reboot of Home Alone.
Oh, no shit.
He's going to be, I assume, the main character? I assume he's the Macaulay Culkin.
Wow.
Good on him.
Yeah, I hope he kills it. His comedic timing is
so good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no, he's super great. Maybe he'll even end up in Disney Plus's Moon Knight.
Would be fantastic.
I'm so excited.
Yep.
I can't believe we waited till now for me to talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to numbers, and I'm curious what you think as well. IMDb, 7.9.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomato Critics, 80% out of 415 critics. Rotten Tomato Audience, 94% out of 6,540 people. I gave it an 8.0.
I give it a 9.
You give it a 9?
Yeah.
We'll average it to an 8.5. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds fair. I think it's very good. It's just, it does so much so successfully.
Yeah.
Like, it just, there's a few little part, like you said, Scarlett Johansson's accent's not great, but her character is.
Her character's awesome.
Yeah.
And the whole arc with her, oh my goodness.
Like, you don't know what to make of her when she's doing, like, the, pretending to be the husband and stuff. You're like, what is she
doing? I like that part. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like, is she bad or is she good? Like, what is going on here? And then, like, you realize kind of what's happened at, like, you know, when, as things go, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Boy. It's just, it's super powerful.
Very good work. Very good work.
Totally agree.
What you got for me, fool?
2019's.
Yep.
Aladdin.
Wait a minute. I thought that was like 96 or something.
It was, if it was animated, but now it's live action-y and such.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Watch this in June of 2020.
June!
It is 2 hours and 8 minutes long, and it is a romance family film.
Wow, you didn't watch that much in May.
Not a ton. Directed by Guy Ritchie.
Hey, Guy Ritchie's great.
Strange, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Starring Naomi Scott, Will Smith, and Mina Masound? Masound?
Sounds good.
Sure. A kind-hearted street urchin and a power-hungry grand vizier vie for a magic lamp that has the power to make their deepest wishes come true.
Ooh.
My thoughts on this movie is it's a sufficient retelling of Aladdin. That's kind of it, though. It's nothing special. It's pretty good. If you like Aladdin, it's worth a watch just to kind of see. I was going in expecting to just hate it.
Okay.
I did not.
Well, I know Aladdin's your favorite Disney movie.
Aladdin is my favorite. The animated Aladdin is my favorite Disney movie. And this one had a lot to live up to, and I didn't hate it, but I don't think it was overly successful in a lot of things.
Right.
I think its biggest crime is its disgustingly bad underuse of Alan Tudyk, who plays the voice of Iago.
Oh, sure.
And it's just like, damn it, I love Iago. I love Alan Tudyk. You figure putting the two together would be phenomenal. They super underutilize it.
He does a lot of voice work that people don't realize.
Yep.
He was on Star versus the Forces of Evil, but you've never watched that cartoon. It's amazing.
No.
It's so good.
Yeah?
Trust me.
I do.
He's the bad guy.
Nice.
He's very good.
That is awesome.
You're awesome.
Yes. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Dan, give me the toe.
IMDb, 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Just a flat 7.
Sure.
Rotten Tomatoes, 371 critics, 57%. Okay. Audience, 59,045 people gave it a 94%. The audience loving it.
Wow.
I came in kind of between IMDb and the critics at a 6.5 out of 10. I think it's successful, but not overly stupendous.
It's interesting. I think my biggest fear, because I want that movie to be good. I still haven't seen it. But my biggest concern going into it would be like Will Smith as Genie versus Robin Williams as Genie. Even if he's good, I mean, Robin Williams Genie, so beloved.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So it's like, so how would you stack them up? Like, what did Will Smith do good in this?
The Genie has a so the Genie is related in the Tie Together story for this one instead of just the merchant, the street merchant. Mm-hmm. And I think that Tie Together story is awesome. It's one of the strongest things they changed for the movie.
Okay.
And I actually would like to have seen more changes based on the smart decisions they made with that Tie Together story.
That's good to hear.
I think it was fine. You have to go in expecting Will Smith to be Will Smith, but it's he endears himself to you, but it's right. Not Robin Williams, not
well,
by
sure.
A long shot.
But it can't be. So.
No,
it,
and I appreciate the fact that he tried to be endearing in a bit of a different way, kind of a warm buddy slap as opposed to Robin Williams, who was just impossibly charming
sure.
in everything.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to take us in a different direction.
Please.
I'm going to keep it comedy, though.
All right.
1987
is
the year this movie came out. Throw Mama from the Train.
I see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I watched this on October 28th.
Boy, oh boy.
IMDb minutes.
Just the other day.
Just it was just like it was yesterday.
I mean, by the time it comes out, people will be like, what are they saying? What's the joke here?
The joke is I am up to current. And I need to watch a lot of movies.
Tim's got to watch a lot of movies. Date of recording is 11/2/2020. Little peek behind the veil.
Oh, yes. I watched it October 28th. IMDb Minutes, 1 hour 28 minutes. Genre comedy crime thriller directed by Danny DeVito.
That's right.
Starring Danny DeVito, Billy Crystal, and Kim Greist. Greist? Greist. Not sure.
Greist.
Greist. Anywho, IMDb summary, a bitter ex-husband wants his former spouse dead, and a put-upon mama's boy wants his mother dead. Who will pull it off? I was so excited that they ended it with a question.
I love that.
I do too.
Yep.
Bullet points, a comedic take on Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, which is a 1951 Hitchcock movie.
So good.
The infamous crisscross.
Yep.
Crisscross, you know, you take care of my problem, I take care of your problem.
Gonna make you jump.
I missed the bus. Why am I singing Crisscross like Andrew Dice Clay?
I'm not sure.
It's oddly something I want. Dan, get on it and give me your toe.
The Dice Man.
Hey, the Dice Man. Hey.
The Toe Man.
Toe Man. Dice will get me Dan's toe.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Dice, get at me. CapesandScalesPodcast@gmail.com. Dan, you're just making out like a bandit. You're the star of this episode.
Yep.
Why am I even here?
The least you could do is provide Tim with a toe.
Just one toe. It doesn't need polish. I'm on a bit of a schedule with this toe. Gotta cure the world. 80s Danny DeVito is so solid. I mentioned this when I watched Twins.
Yeah.
I love Danny DeVito a lot.
He's great.
When I first saw Taxi is when I was just like in love with Danny DeVito. And I just love that he's kind of got a unique look and he just leans into it.
Yep.
And he is so good in this. Just his comedy chops. Like, you see, if you've only seen him on Always Sunny, like if you're a little younger and you've only seen that, that's still great. But that is a very different DeVito.
Yep.
I feel people forget what a creative comic Billy Crystal is.
Yep.
And especially like his 80s work. Like, this is so dark for him. And like, he didn't always do dark stuff. Like, him and, what was it? Him and Whoopi Goldberg would always do charitable things every year.
Yeah.
And
he
just
hosted
really
the Oscars for a bunch in a row.
A long time. Yeah. And it has more rewatchability than most movies, even after you know the ending.
Yep.
So, I don't know. When's the last time you watched this movie? Been a while, right?
Probably at least, I'd say, a 10 or 15 year.
Sure. And that's what I said. And I was like, I don't even remember seeing this in the proper order. Like, I know I've seen it a bunch, but like,
yeah.
You know, back in the day, it's just like running around with kids and like, oh, this is on. I'll watch it for 20 minutes. Oh,
exactly.
Something shiny. You know?
Yep.
So,
ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, a blue car.
You're impressed easily.
That's right. This movie is really good, and it's dark. The basic premise being Billy Crystal's now ex-wife is stole his book idea, and she is making a killing. She's going on Oprah. She is just living his dream, essentially.
Right.
And he wants her dead. Danny DeVito is in his writing class, and he's terrible. And he's as his mother is awful. It's, oh, God, what's that woman's name? Is she Kim Graced? The woman from Goonies?
Oh, Mama Fratelli?
Yeah.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, that fucking voice. Uh-huh. You Google that.
I'm going to.
All right. But she is so incredibly awful. Just her, I mean, she could be a nice person, but you'll never see it. She's just so over the top, rough.
Mm-hmm.
And DeVito's just.
Dan Ramsey.
There it is.
Kim Greist plays Beth.
Beth sucks. Who cares about Beth?
Right. Yeah, plus you got Oprah Winfrey and Rob Reiner in here.
Yeah, they're all in it. But this movie's great. DeVito ends up fulfilling his part of the crisscross, and you go from there. Can they murder this terrible woman and get away with it is right. The whole plot. It's great. You should watch it. It's that 80s comedy charm, that dark comedy that I love. And just check out some old DeVito. If you're not digging this, check out Taxi, man. Taxi was so good.
Taxi was good.
So many people.
Kaufman.
Kaufman. You got Tony Danza was on there.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. Yep. So good.
Yep. Judd Hirsch.
Yeah. So many good people on there. Yeah. So definitely, I guess the point of this, Dan, is if you're not going to get me a tow, you should probably just go rewatch Taxi.
I think it's a good offer.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
About scores.
Did I forget to do scores again?
I think that's correct.
Wow. I'll do them. I'll do them.
Please.
I'll edit this in a way where I sound smart. No, I won't. IMDb, 6.3. Rotten Tomato Critics, 63%.
Wow.
35 critics went back and bothered. It's interesting. The audience gave it 54%, and that's out of 40,000 people. I gave it a 6.5. All of us are in there, except for that stupid audience that doesn't get it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Go watch it.
Nice.
What you got, fool?
2019, that's The Lion King.
Ooh.
Yep. This is the Jon Favreau remake live action.
Yeah, quote unquote, right?
Yeah. I watched this in June of 2020. It's 1 hour and 58 minutes. It is a family animated film. Sure.
How?
Stars the Don Glover, Beyonce, James Earl Jones, John Oliver's in this. Just a bunch of Community cast members in here. It's great.
Hooray!
Seth Rogen's in here as Pumbaa.
Yeah, he's a Pumbaa.
He is a Pumbaa.
He's a bit of a Pumbaa.
Summary here. After the murder of his father, a young lion, Prince, flees his kingdom only to learn the true meaning of responsibility and bravery.
Bravery.
My thoughts on this movie is it doesn't have, like, the heart of the original. Like, it really feels like it's missing. And I thought Favreau's Jungle Book was awesome. Live action Jungle Book, I thought was really excellent. Like, I thought it was a really good choice to do. I thought the casting was really good in that one, and it felt like it kind of captured the spirit of the original Jungle Book. But this feels like it totally missed the spirit of the original Lion King, in my opinion. I think it looks good. I think the cast is solid. Like, the voice cast is all fine. It just doesn't have the substance that the original had. Like, it just doesn't keep me going back and rewatching it. Like, it just doesn't have that. Like, it just doesn't quite work for me the same way. And it may be because I'm older, but I did look into, whenever I look up a score, especially when I'm like, this is what I think I want to put it at, I'll go back and I'll read the Rotten Tomatoes critical scores and stuff, and I think a lot of people tend to agree, where it's just like, come to this one for the look of it, see how neat it is, and then go back and watch the original if you really want, like, you know, something to resonate.
Yeah, I would love to rewatch. I haven't watched a lot of the 90s Disney things again. I'd like to.
Yeah, this one is just kind of, it's good. Like, it's not bad by any stretch, but it's not anything to write home. It's not the original, I can tell you that much.
Dearest mother, don't watch this movie. It's aight.
Yeah, pretty much aight.
It's aight.
IMDb score, however, 6.9 out of 10.
Good.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 424 critics, 52%. The audience, 76,340 people, 88%.
Wow.
I come in just above the critics at 5.5 out of 10. Fine. It's fine. And it's you won't be sad you watched it, but you're going to be like, damn, this wasn't nearly as good as regular, like, the original Lion King, right?
Why have Diet Lion King when you can have regular Lion King?
Feast.
Feast. Dan, give me a toe.
Mmm.